Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today we've got another amazing guest in Karen Cohen. She's the General Manager of the Blockchain Centre here in Melbourne, Australia. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a really exciting conversation because I know some projects that have come out of the centre. But before we get to that side of it, can you just tell us a little bit about how you've come to be the General Manager of the Blockchain Centre?
I've been really blessed. So I have an HR background and I was approached by someone at Blockchain Global to join the Blockchain Global team. And then I've had the opportunity to be involved in the centre and then I stepped up as the General Manager of the Blockchain Centre in Melbourne. So it's been about 8 months in a very new industry for me.
And the Blockchain Centre, I mean, tell us more about it. Is it an incubator? Is it an education? Like, what is the Blockchain Centre?
Yeah, so we are a not-for-profit centre. We're in South Bank and we run co-working, education and community, and we also have an incubator.
So it's basically a hub
for
all people in this space. So would it be fair to say that you're the mother of blockchain in Melbourne at the moment?
Yeah, they call me Block Mum because I look after everybody in the Blockchain Centre, all the startups, all the staff. So I'm sort of the carer of the Blockchain Centre.
And look, let's ask one question about the age of the people within this space. Now, we know that this is a highly, it's a big tech industry, obviously, and it's exploding. A lot of young people coming into this space, because look, let's be honest, millennials are the ones that have grown up with a telephone with in their hands, like a computer telephone, not like, this sort of stuff, or the big mobile telephones. They're very tech savvy. Are we seeing it's generally a younger generation that are in this space, or are we seeing a bit of everything now?
A little bit of everything. I think the young people are coming in and they're really crypto savvy and tech savvy, which is great, but you need also the experienced business people to help them to grow their startups into the real world as well. So you've got that combination of old and new, which is great.
Well, I'll tell you, that's something that I really look for in an investment. I don't mind having, investing in a project that's young people. No problem with that whatsoever, but I want to make sure that there is a leader there. I want to make sure that there's somebody that can execute, because look, millennials, I know what they're like sometimes. You look at their LinkedIn, they've had 5 different jobs. They've only been working in that career for 1 year. So they can flip around quite frequently. I need to have someone there as a chairman or a director or somebody. They're not just an advisor either. Somebody who's actually got some skin in the game to steer that ship. And to not let the, because I've done it myself, where you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and no, I know everything already. And a little bit of success can sometimes hinder the growth of a company. The older minds in there is really, really important. Now, have you seen it change? I know 8 months, I know it's a long time, but in crypto, 8 months is like 8 years. Yeah. Have you seen the space evolve? Because over that 8 months, wow, what's happened? There's been so much. Has it evolved?
It's crazy. The speed and the pace is always evolving. What we're seeing now is emerging technology, and there's almost like a race for being the best technology, the smartest technology, the safest technology. So we're in this technology race. So you've got, on one side, you've got these great ideas. They all want to get on the blockchain, and then you've got all these technology coming out, emerging, that they want to capture those great ideas and put them on their technology. So it's a really exciting time.
Yeah.
And a really volatile time, and we'll see it, I think, emerge even more over the next, exponentially over the next few years.
Oh, tell me about it. I've never been so busy in my life. There's so much going on. It's so hard to keep up. How many projects or how many people have you got in the centre at the moment? Like, how is it a small thing? I just don't know the scope of the size.
Yeah, so we've got about 30 co-working members. Yep. And then every Wednesday we run talk and trade, and then we have new ideas, new ICOs that want to present to our members. So on a Wednesday night, we have the tech savvy, very crypto knowledgeable group, and they'll ask the tough questions. So they'll say, how many tokens are you going to give? What's your technology? What's your idea? Why does it need to be on the blockchain? Yeah. So Wednesday nights are like our cornerstone evening.
Yep.
So if you want to get grilled, come down on a Wednesday night, present your idea.
That's a great idea.
It's a really great, safe way to present and to present your white paper and test it out.
Yeah, well, I think that the feedback loop is somewhat lost in a lot of areas because, if you think about it, everyone who's got a project working within a project or has invested in a project, there's a new word that I've learned called shill, so I'm going to use it. They just shill it. Now, of course, a white paper is a sales pitch.
Yeah.
All right, when someone's presenting to you, it's a sales pitch. So to get in an environment, for somebody who's got an ICO and sell it effectively, but sell it to a very savvy community, and especially on the tech side of it, because there's two sides of it, right? There is the people that are talking to tech that understand the tech, then there's the people like me who don't understand the tech, but I want to understand the business, I want to understand the use case, I want to understand, if I'm looking to be involved in this project, A, what am I going to get from it? Like, yeah. Am I doing this purely because I want to save the world and make it a better place? Or am I doing it because I want to improve the tech? Or am I doing it because I want to make money? I'd like to involve all three of those things together if I can. So you've got to hit two different types of demographic when you're in it, when you're bringing a project to market. A really good place to actually have that conversation would be at this space. So that's a really, really valuable tool. Are you getting them booked out a lot in advance? Because for me, if I was running an ICO, that would be the first thing I'd book.
Yeah, so because we've got Wednesday night, so we've only got four Wednesdays in every month, but I've done a startup pitch night as well, which is the last Thursday of every month, so you can come down, do a 5-minute pitch, and it's a nice safe environment again, 5-minute Q&A, good warm-up, and a warm audience. So we really want to build these blockchain ideas at the Blockchain Centre and just give people a go to be heard in the community. So it's really a community-based environment.
And can people just come in and just check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can just walk in and go, hey, look, I mean, I know a lot of people that are interested in the space. A lot of people are asking about how to get a job. People want to know how to get involved. It's a very entrepreneurial space right now. Entrepreneurs love it. Tech entrepreneurs love it even more because they understand it. But a lot of people are looking, how do we get involved? Is the Blockchain Centre someone they can come and actually start to have those conversations with people?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really here for beginners as well as experienced people. So Monday nights is Crypto Mondays, and it's all introduction to cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin 101, Ethereum, NEM and Monero. We do also introduction to mining, and then we run workshops on introduction to blockchain, and we actually go out to businesses as well and do boardroom briefings about blockchain technology. So if you want to just be able to speak the language, if you want to be able to speak to suppliers, if you want to be able to just know what's going on, we can come out for a couple of hours, sit in your boardroom and tell you a little bit about blockchain technology.
Wow, that's fantastic. So first things first, if you're in Melbourne, Crypto Mondays, all right, you can get them into your boardroom to work out how you can actually deliver this basically underlay or overlay, however you want to put it, with your traditional business and learn a lot more about the space. And I mean, what you're doing, I'm really fascinated about. Question I have is this, okay? What's coming out of the Blockchain Centre right now that people are very excited about?
One very exciting thing is that we're doing Ethereum development training, so you can learn how to do smart contracts, hands-on training, so that's a really exciting thing. And we just had one of our graduates get a job in the space, and that really makes me happy from an HR perspective.
From another point of view.
So you're training someone, and then they got a job in the industry that they really wanted to get into. The other great thing that we're doing is Block Engine, which we just finished one incubator called Block Engine. We had 10 startups, so about 5 of them are out here as well today, which is really exciting.
I have noticed a lot of them have been talking about this,
So we teach you business skills and blockchain skills, and it's 10 weeks, formal training, and you come out with a white paper and a pitch. So really getting you ready for that investor strategy.
That's absolutely fantastic. I love what you guys are doing. I haven't been to the centre yet. I've got to get myself down there.
Got to come down.
But I've spoken to Kale of Blockgrain, so I know that there's some other people that have been in and around the space that are speaking very, very highly of it. So well done, and thank you for being here. Could you tell everybody whereabouts they can find more about the Blockchain Centre, how they can find more information, get access to you guys?
Yeah, so we're at 85 City Road, South Bank. During the day, it's co-working. Drop by. We'd love to have you. Mondays are free co-working days, so you can just hang out. And then the evenings, Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and some Thursday nights as well.
Okay, fantastic.
And blockchaincentre.com.au.
That was the one I was after. Well, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much
I really
for
appreciate
having
what
me.
You're doing. It's fantastic for the community, for all the new people coming in, for people that are looking to develop their plans as well. Pitch, as you heard, on a Monday night, you can come in, listen, learn, and get the real tech background from a place that has a really good community of very, very intelligent human beings. So thank you for everything you're doing in the space, guys. Have a great day. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.